Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Russell Brunson, and I'm excited. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. Right now, I'm working on a project with Dan Kennedy, and for years, he used to send a weekly fax to his Diamond members. And right now, we're putting all those into a book, and there's a bunch of cool things happening with it. It's insane. But one of the faxes, I just stumbled upon it, and the title caught me. I had to read it. And then it was so good, I wanted to read it to you. So the title of this fax from Dan Kennedy is called Parables of the Batman.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so like I said, I'm working on this project with Dan Kennedy. We're putting together all his faxes. People used to pay $297 a month to be a Diamond member. They still do, actually, sorry. And in that program for like a 5 or 6, 7 year period of time, Dan would send them a weekly fax. And I found in the archives all these faxes. They're insanely cool, like Dan's thoughts on whatever he was thinking about that week. And so they're really fun. And so we're actually putting them together into a book that eventually we'll be giving to all Diamond members. So if you want more of these, you're going to need to upgrade to become a Magnetic Marketing Diamond member here in the future. That'll be the bribe, is giving everyone this book of all of Dan's faxes from like a 7 year window. But anyway, as I'm going through the book, I found this one. Obviously, you guys know I'm a superhero fan, I'm a Batman fan, I'm all the things. And so this fax, as I was scrolling through the book before we sent out to print, the title of this fax was called Parables of the Batman. And so, of course, I had to read it, and it was so cool, I wanted to read it to you too. So here we go. This is in Dan's words from his fax. He said, I finally got around to watching The Dark Knight Rises, the third and final and only disappointing film in the trilogy produced by Christopher Nolan. In it, there is a hellhole of a prison deep beneath the Earth's surface featuring the ultimate cruelty, impossible hope. There's a tall tower carved out of the rock rising several stories to the surface, blue skies visible when standing at its bottom looking straight up. Prisoners are free to attempt climbing up and out, and they do from time to time with a rope tied around their waist to catch them bungee style before they fall to their death. There's a legend known to all the suffering prisoners, passed from one generation to the next, about the only person who ever succeeded at this escape, a child. It is in this subterranean hell that a crippled Batman, i.e. Bruce Wayne, has been left to die. After brutally difficult, primitive managed rehab, he attempts and fails at this escape, not once, but twice. At point of surrender, an aged prisoner who has befriended him tells him the secret of the child who did successfully clamber up the entire tower and escape. The child climbed without the rope. The weight of the rope, more the embedded thought created by wearing the rope, that one is going to fall, just enough burden to ensure failure. The old man says that to have a chance, you must climb without the rope. This is a remarkable success parable buried deep in the film that few will notice. Most people try to achieve various lofty ambitions, perhaps the greatest of which is freedom and autonomy, while still dragging contrary conventions, industry norms, counterproductive beliefs, slothful behaviors, etc., tied to them by a heavy rope. The higher they try to climb, the heavier the burden of the rope. I first taught this in the early 1980s as a simplified psycho-cybernetic concept in terms of the importance of a bountiful garden of pulling weeds, not just planting flowers. I'm often asked that, to be super successful, must I lose my friends? If your friends are unambitious or delusional or toxic, then yes, they must be left behind. You must sever your ties to all the ordinary ideas and behaviors and business practices of the masses, of the majorities. You must climb without the rope. The Batman himself is a parable. He is unlike most other costumed superheroes. As I pointed out before, Superman is an alien from outer space, and that is the source of his superhuman powers. Spider-Man was bitten by a radioactive spider, etc. Most superheroes come from a distant planet and are gifted powers by unworldly beings. The Green Lantern, for example, are science experiments gone wrong or accidents like Spidey's. Few have no superpowers at all, but simply decided to make themselves into superheroes. The Batman is a creature entirely of Bruce Wayne's decision. If the genealogy of such things interests you, the predecessor closest is the Shadow. Further, the Batman made himself into a master detective and an extraordinary athlete, martial artist, fighter, and an intimidating personality. Anyway, there's probably a rope tied around your waist, perhaps thin by use, skinny as twine, perhaps thicker and heavier than the huge rope tied to the steamship's anchors. You might want to pull on it and examine all that's tied to the other end. Shedding dead weight eases the speed of the journey. Oh, and the heaviest dead weights are never things or people. They are thoughts and beliefs. Oh man, you got Dan Kennedy talking about Batman and superheroes and personal development. Like, what more could you want? All in one, amazing facts. So any of you guys who eventually someday get the Dan Kennedy Facts book, the Batman Facts is on page number 79. Hope you guys enjoy this one. And I'm going to keep bringing you guys cool stuff I learned from Dan. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kennedy and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to two marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.